League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
In that extraordinary game of football, Neil, what was the key ingredient in the victory, would you say?
I don't know. Just so proud of them. What a fantastic bunch of lads I've got there. What was the key ingredients? Belief. You know, we talk about this, don't we? You know, one team, we get to the first round proper. We set off on our journey. You know, and I said to the lads at the start of the game, you know, I talked back to the relegation season. And I talked about the recruitment, you know, lads wanting to play for the badge, working through together. I talked about Brighton away, you know, the away trip. And I just said to the lads, you know, this is their time. You know, we look at the pictures left and right of us in the tunnel and they're amazing memories, but this is their time. We've got such a special bunch and I could see in their eyes, you know, it was belief. And I thought first half we were tremendous, you know, unlucky from Luke, back pass. But then, you know, the substitutions were great and we deserved the win, didn't we? You know, we had to withstand a lot of pressure. We're a good side, guys, but the one word that sums up for me is belief. And I couldn't be any more proud of what I am sat here now.
Speaking of substitutions, I've got to make a confession to you. At half time, we speculated who might come on, and I said, Finlay Sinclair Smith, probably not the player who's going to suit these conditions, is he? So I don't know how much I know, but what sort of prompted you to pick him as someone to bring on?
So we knew how the game was going to develop, so we did a lot of work on our press. We obviously get the analysis pod, so we knew who was tiring during the game. Charlie Annis put a wonderful shift in, and I thought, you know, we'd narrowed him off as a three, and now it was time to see if we could get on the outside of the third centre-half, and there was really only Finn that could do that. And I thought when he came on, he just lit the place up, you know, not just his goal, but his running, his tenacity. And, you know, Finn was tired from the other night. You know, he's not played a lot of football yet. Played 90 last week, then he played 65 on Tuesday, and he's come on tonight. And, you know, it's what we've got. We've got quality and abundance. And, you know, I had three or four lads that I didn't use today. You had just every one of them. So, yeah, you know, Finn and then Morgan Thompson-Smith, and I thought Fowler did great when he came on as well. I thought he led the line really well.
And how much is it about character and the togetherness of the team as well as
Well, at one all, you know, they're dug out, and rightly so, they're saying it's coming, they're feeling it coming. We were standing a lot of corners and throw-ins, and you know, we defended, you know, superbly well. And it is character. It is, but like I said, with 10 minutes to go, I kind of didn't lay into Potsy, but I said, well, go quiet, you know, I need you back on the ball, I need Griff back on the ball. I said, if there's ever going to be a time, this is our time. You know, we can't look back in 10 minutes ago. We're out of the FA Cup, we're going to go and have a go. And then, you know, it fell to Finn and boom. And I'll be honest with you, that last 4 minutes was the longest 4 minutes of my life.
Same here.
Tell you. But no, yeah, character, belief, all the buzzwords.
Just a quick word about the conditions we played in today. As the first half wore on, it became clear that the pitch was becoming less and less of a passing pitch. Mm. How did you change your approach to the game?
You probably noticed we did, because we were asking Curtis to go longer than what he normally does. And, you know, he's not a long ball player and a lot of balls got carried out, but we just didn't want to give the ball away like we did. And it scared us a little bit. You know, Luke, 99 times out of 100, that back pass is on and Dan clears it. But we had to change and we went long a little bit and then we pressed on the second ball, which we do sometimes, but it just meant that we were asking Jordan to do a little bit more than what he was capable of. Yeah, he hasn't played a lot of football, but he did, and you could see him blowing up and then with the changes. But no, listen, you've got to credit the ground staff as well, and you know, all the fans that have put money into this amazing stadium and the pitch. You know, anyone else, that game's off, you know, but he just kept seeping through and the water was, you know, going away. And you know, let it breathe for a bit now. It's got 7 days to, you know, have a good rest.
From Jordan Simpson did okay. I mean, it was difficult. What conditions to play?
I thought he did really well. I thought he nullified the number 10. The number 10 in the first half, the big lad. You know, he makes them play, and you know, sometimes when you go and ask someone to go man to man on somebody, you don't realise what they're doing. But he stopped kind of the danger man, and then we could see him getting a little bit tired in the second half. And you know, it's not Morgan Thompson-Smith's game to go and stop the 10 from playing, but I said go and play on the other side of him. And you know, he played some great balls when Morgan came on, but really happy with Jordan's debut. You know, couldn't be happier, to be honest. And it just strengthens the squad, and you know, now we're going into a big week, and you know, Donoghue will be back as well, so we've got selections.
Yeah, Chris Doyle pretty immense today. I thought that we just a few times the last ball was so important.
You know, the one that they fizzed across the box and he's got his body onto it, and he was incredible. You know, and he is every game. Doyle, you know, he's a big miss when, you know, he was injured in pre-season. But you know, I've been, you know, at times I've been critical of the back four, but I just thought they were brilliant. And Dan, you know, Dan just takes so much pressure off us. But special mention to Aaron Morris today. You know, I thought, you know, you talk about man of the match performances, and I don't know who you give it to, but for me, you know, me and Morris had a chat. Again, the things that people don't see, we had a chat after Tuesday's game, you know, and he said his confidence is a little bit low and he needs to do that. And we just had a really good half an hour on the phone. I said, just get back to doing what you do, Aaron. You're an attacking fullback. Times it won't always go for you. Don't try and do things that isn't in your game, and the run for the penalty. But not just that, but everything about his game. And I just thought he was superb.
Just on, I thought 1-1 at half time was a pretty fair result. I think there was the suspicion of a handball in for when they were coming in, and I think the payback for that was when the ball stopped in the water for them for Geisley. So easy come, easy go with that one. 1-1 at half time, fair result. Out for the second half. Again, a fair start to the second half, and then I think Geisley started to get on top and grind out and strangle the game a little bit for quite a while.
Yeah.
And then we came back at it for the last 15-20.
They're a good side, Geisley. You know, we knew we'd have to be at our very best to withstand what they've got. You know, the management team I was talking to before, they've got some superb players in there, and a new threat. You know, the National League North, its aerial ability, its set pieces, its throw-ins, and you know, they work on. You can see they've got four or five variations of what they do. And we had to stand up and be big. I thought, you know, in terms of the game, I thought for half an hour some of our football was great. We scored, then we dropped off a little bit, and just before the goal came, even though it was a back pass, I think we were a little bit sloppy. We're going at 1-1, but like as I said before, I said we don't get second chances in the FA Cup. You know, it's now or never, and you know, in 45 minutes' time, can this dressing room, you know, be literally rocking like it is now, or are we going to be despondent and having to pick ourselves back up to go to South Shields on Tuesday night? It's the first one. It's absolutely rocking, and the lads have given everything. You know,
well, exactly, and that's borne out by the fact that when the game started, it was noticeable that virtually across the pitch in every single position, their play was physically bigger than ours.
Yeah. I mean, they came out of the tunnel. They were landed a giant, some of them. But I remember being in the National League North, and you know, a lot of teams play that way, and it's not doing them a disservice because guys have a good footballing side as well. But I just felt that, I don't know. You know, I spoke to Ben before and I just said, we'll have to be at our best, but I think we'll win. And Chaddy had 2-1 down, so he told me it would be 2-1 today. So, you know, we were. So I just, you know, you've got to say commiserations to the opposition.
Yeah, a little sprinkling of luck for us.
Yeah, I think, definitely.
Yeah.
But we're just delighted. And, you know, I've talked about this for many years. You know, there's always one team that gets to the first round proper, and can it be us? And it's that, I showed the lads a cup beforehand that just says dream big. You know, dream big, and you know, we did dream, and but we fully deserve our place, and now we're all on the draw Monday night.
Absolutely.
So just educate me quickly. The equipment you've got, actually, you can actually see live who is
retiring. That's what Mike does, a lot of that work. So it gives us our stats. It tells us, you know, in terms of distance covered, so we know our average distance that we're meant to be, and you can see, you know, minute by minute what they're putting in, and you can see when they're deteriorating. So they've covered 10K during the first half, and then they won't cover a K maybe 15 minutes a second.
I just never knew it was live. I always thought it was something you looked after.
No, so we look at it, so we go straight into our iPad.
So let's look ahead briefly before we let you go. South Shields, that is exactly the fillip you need before going to a tough game like that.
Small game, isn't it, on Tuesday
just
night?
A big week,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, big week. Listen, Sat, I don't know how they've gone on today. They were playing Halifax. South Shields won 2-0. Brilliant. You know, I'm delighted. You know, what a statement for Northern Premier League, you know, to have, and I believe maybe Skenmet won as well, and you know, it's great. So you know, you're going to have two teams really, you know, on top of the game on Tuesday. You know, it would have taken a lot out of them today. It's taken a lot out of us today. I fully respect Graham and Lee's team. That, you know, for me, I know people say they haven't started well. I still think you'll have to beat them if you want to get to the Championship this season. So you know, they'll be buoyed by confidence today. And they'll be looking forward to playing us on Tuesday night, as we're looking forward to playing them. But I think before we do that, I think I'm going to have a couple of celebratory drinks tonight, and then we'll start planning tomorrow for the game.
First travel away as well.
Yeah, really? First travel away. So you know, it'll be good, and lads are going to have to take half a day off work, and you know, we'll look after them food wise, and you know, it'd be good for us all to travel with some new lads in there, and you know, but it, like you say, it's been an immense 7 days. You know, Stafford, Lancaster, guys are today, and then we go into the next 7 days. So, you know, it's huge, isn't it? We're unbeaten, over 12 months unbeaten, and, you know, I talked about my 2-year anniversary. You know, I think it was Tuesday night just gone, and my 10-year started with a 1-1 draw against Alfreton, and it was 1-1 on Tuesday night against Lancaster, and then who would have thought it, you know, a few days later we're in the first round of the FA Cup. So, yeah, really proud manager. Really looking forward to the next chapter now.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.